About a month ago, I was talking to a friend, a young couple friends of ours, of Nancy and I, in Monterrey, Mexico, and she was telling us a story about how she, her little daughter, 5 years old, she was going to kindergarten, and at the end of the school day, she went to pick her up, and sure enough, she had one shoe very dirty and one shoe sparkling clean. And that intrigued her, and then she asked her what was going on, and then the little girl said, well, I have a friend, we have the same type of shoes, and we switch a shoe. And the mom says, okay, wait a minute, I need to get back the new shoe because we just bought you that new pair. So she waits, and then the mother of the other girl shows up, and she said, well, my daughter switched, my daughter switched a shoe with your daughter, so I'm coming to get back the new pair of shoes. And she said, no, wait a minute, I bought the new pair of shoes. So this other lady, she said, and I believe my friend, she's a Christian, and I believe that she bought the shoes. But she said the lady was very pushy towards getting the new pair of shoes. And that made our friend very, very upset. And she made a statement that caught my attention that I'd really dwell upon for a little while. And she said, well, that lady made me so angry. I had to give up the new pair of shoes because she said they were her daughter's. But had I not been wearing that shirt that said Church of Christ, I don't know what I would have done. And she made a good point because I think we ought always to wear that shirt wherever we go. And that's why we read in Matthew 5, for instance, verse 14, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do men light a lamp and put it under a bushel, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Now, so we ought to be the light of the world. Now, I understand that sometimes we may act like if we were not wearing that shirt, and we just let it go. And we make mistakes. And I'm always mindful of what James says in James 3, verse 2. He writes, for we all stumble in many ways. If anyone does not stumble, you know that he says he's a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body as well. So we make mistakes. We sometimes act like we're not Christians. And this is why we make an invitation every time we have the opportunity. And if in any way you might have acted this week unchristian-like, towards maybe your wife, towards your children, towards your co-workers, maybe towards your parents, or towards your boss or whoever, wherever you are, this is an opportunity to make things right. I always like what 1 John 2 says, my little children, and verse 1, I am writing these things that you may not sin, and if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. So tonight, if you have any reason why you should ask the prayers of the congregation, we will be so happy to assist you with that. Now, if you're not a Christian, we hope that having understood the gospel, having heard the gospel, having believed in the message you have studied, or if you want to study further, we will be happy to do so with you. But if you have repented of your sins and you would like to confess Jesus Christ as the Son of God, and you would like to be baptized for the remission of your sins, we will be happy to assist you while we stand and while we sing tonight.